Wow, I'm back in the same day doing this. All right, all right, all right.
Sometimes
So I grabbed a couple of games from the Games for Blind Gamers Jam thing. I'm going to try a couple of them. I was going to go in completely blind. Oh, so fucking funny. But I accidentally opened one of them and got it kind of configured. But we're going to do arguably the least interesting sounding of the two. It's not bad. It's well, I don't know until I get into it, but it's one of those games that feels done before. But it's got a knight in it. I like knights. Let's see how immersive the sound design is.
Window panel. Windows protect more window. We run anyway.
Run
Window panel.
anyway.
Guys, not Alex Laura. Guys, not.
Come on. Oh, very 8-bit. I enjoy this.
Our story starts with the knight finding his one true love, the princess. But the dragon, in a jealous fit of rage, stole her away. The knight hurries after his love, but in his way stands a dog-like beast. To defeat the beast, memorize the pattern he says, and once he's done, repeat it back on the keyboard before time runs out. Failure to do so
Okay,
will
I
allow
kind of
the
love
opponent a
this.
chance to attack. Drain him of his hearts, and the knight will be one step closer to his princess. The knight hurries after his love, but in his way stands a dog-like beast. To defeat the beast...
Knight, 3. Enemy, 3.
Play! Play!
Enemy, 2.
Down! Play!
Okay, that's kind of
Enemy,
cool.
1.
Down! Up!
Oh no, I killed a dog. Alright.
Next, the knight encounters a snake-like creature. Watch out! The snake spits a poisonous projectile between each attack. Quickly press the direction he says to block the projectile. Good luck. Next, the knight encounters a snake-like creature. Watch out!
Knight, 3. Enemy, 6.
Up! Play!
Enemy, 5.
Up!
Knight, 2.
Oh no!
Left. Play!
Enemy, 4.
Down.
Enemy, 4.
Down. Up.
Alright.
Enemy, 3.
Left.
Enemy, 3.
Left. Down.
Enemy, 2.
Right.
Enemy, 2.
Left.
Nope.
Right.
Enemy, 1.
Smacking that
right.
ass.
Enemy, 1.
Right. Down.
Defeated.
Next, the knight encounters a flying beast. Listen for the wind. Every other round, the beast's flapping wings will cause a gust of wind, which will flip the spoken direction the opposite way.
Oh no!
For instance, up will become down and left will become right.
I don't
Good luck!
Like this. I already hate this.
Knight, 3. Enemy, 6.
Oh,
right. Up.
Enemy, 5.
Right. Left.
Oh, I did
Enemy,
it.
Enemy, 4.
I'm so good at this game.
Down. Up.
Fuck.
Knight, 2.
Okay.
Left. Left.
Enemy, 3.
Okay.
Down. Right.
Fuck.
Knight, 1.
What? I can't tell.
Right.
Enemy, 2.
Alright, I'm almost dead.
Right. Up.
Okay.
Enemy, 1.
Okay, I get it.
Down. Down.
It's only when the wind is blowing. Well, right after I figured that out, I won.
Next, the knight encounters an octopus-esque creature. This creature has tough skin and can only be damaged while his eye is open. You will be informed when his eye is open by these cues. Open or closed. Time your attack so that you hit him when his eye is open. Good luck! Next, the knight...
Alright, let's see.
Knight, 3. Enemy, 6.
Why doesn't this guy have more?
Left. Up.
Closed. Open. Closed.
Enemy, 6.
Down. Down.
Closed. Open.
Enemy 5.
All right.
Left.
You got this.
Go.
Closed. Open.
Enemy 4.
Whoa. Right.
Closed. Open.
Enemy
Smash.
3.
Down. Right.
Closed. Open.
Enemy 2.
All right.
Right. Up.
Closed. Open.
Smash.
Enemy 1.
Up. Right.
Closed. Open.
Okay, I very much like that this is just like an endless, like,
finally, the knight approaches his greatest foe, the dragon. He's a powerful beast. Use all your prior knowledge to take down the behemoth. For the princess. Finally, the knight approaches his greatest foe, the dragon. Right.
Knight 3. Enemy 9.
Left. Up. Left. Down.
Closed. Open. Closed.
Fuck.
Enemy 9.
Down.
Knight 2.
Left. Right. Up.
Closed. Open. Close.
Fuck.
Knight 1.
Down.
Oh no! I died! Oh my god.
Okay, finally, the knight approaches his greatest.
Oh, I can! Alright.
Knight 3.
Oh, let's see
enemy,
how many times
9.
It takes me. Alright.
Up. Left. Up. Up.
Closed. Open. Closed.
Enemy 9.
Down.
Knight 2.
Fuck, I blocked it!
Right. Down. Left. Up.
Closed. Open. Closed. Open.
Enemy 9.
Up.
Knight 1.
Okay, I give up.
Up. Down. Down. Right.
Wait, no.
Closed. Open. Closed.
Fuck
enemy
you!
9.
Right.
I blocked it! What do you mean?
Finally, the knight approaches his.
What do you
knight
mean?
Knight 3. Enemy 9.
What do you mean?
Left. Left. Right, left.
Closed. Open.
Enemy 8.
Up.
Knight 2.
Tears.
Left, left, right, up.
Closed. Open.
Knight 1.
Down.
What do you need? I fucking blocked it, you son of a-
Finally, the knight approaches-
Knight 3. Enemy 9.
Down, down, left, down.
Closed. Open.
Enemy 8.
Up.
Enemy 8.
Up, up, left, down.
Closed. Open.
Knight 2.
Down.
Fuck.
Knight 1.
Left, right.
Closed. Open.
Enemy 7.
Right.
I pressed it almost immediately, you son of a-
Finally, the knight-
Knight 3. Enemy 9.
Left, up, right, down.
Closed.
Okay,
knight
I
kinda 2.
Deserve that.
Down.
Knight 1.
Down, down, right, left.
Closed. Open.
Enemy 8.
Down.
What do you mean?
Finally, the knight.
Knight 3. Enemy 9.
Up. Right. Down. Up.
Closed. Open. Closed.
Enemy 9.
Up.
Enemy 9.
Down. Right. Left. Up.
Closed. Open.
Hold
on. Knight 2.
Right.
Knight 1.
Up. Down. Down. Left.
Closed. Open.
Enemy 8.
Down.
What?
Finally, the knight approaches.
Alright, we're gonna try
knight
again.
3. Enemy 9.
Right. Down. Left. Left.
Closed. Open.
Enemy 8.
Up.
Enemy 8.
Right. Up. Up. Left.
Closed. Open.
Ooh.
Enemy 7.
Right.
Fuck you.
Knight 2.
Left. Right. Down. Up.
Closed. Open.
Enemy 6.
Right.
I blocked
knight
it.
Knight 1.
up, down, left, right.
Closed. Open.
Enemy 5.
Left.
Fuck. Oh my god, it's so much. Oh my god. Why can't I figure this out?
Finally, the knight.
Knight 3. Enemy 9.
Left, left, down, left.
Closed. Open.
Enemy 8.
Right.
Knight 2.
Down, left, up, right.
Closed. Open.
No.
Knight 1.
Up.
Fuck you. Alright, we're gonna be hearing that a lot.
Finally, the knight approaches.
Alright.
Knight
3. Right. Okay.
Enemy.
Okay,
nine.
Let's do it.
Up, left, up, up.
Close. Open.
Enemy 8.
Up.
Enemy 8.
Left, up, up, down.
Close. Open.
Enemy 7.
Right.
Fuck, okay.
Knight 2.
Down, right, left, down.
Close. Open.
Enemy 6.
Okay.
Up.
Knight 1.
Up, left, up, right.
Close.
Alright, well, I think I'm getting it. I think.
Finally the
probably not.
Knight 3.
Here we go.
Enemy 9.
I have.
Up, left, up, right.
Close. Open.
Smack.
Enemy 8.
Right.
Knight 2.
Down, up, up, right.
Close. Open.
Enemy 7.
Down.
Knight 1.
Right, up, down, up.
Close. Open.
Enemy 6.
Okay.
Right.
Fuck you! What do you do? Do you have to hold it, I wonder? Is that what
finally
I'm doing wrong? Because I'm pretty sure I've been holding it.
Knight 3. Enemy 9.
We're gonna test it.
Down, right, down, up.
Close. Open.
Enemy 8.
Left.
Knight 2.
Down, down, right, up.
Close. Open.
Enemy 7.
Down.
Knight 1.
Right, up, left, left.
Close. Open.
Enemy 6.
Right.
Okay, I legitimately don't know what I'm meant to do. I'm gonna just spam it, I think.
Finally, the knight.
Alright.
Knight 3.
Here we go.
Enemy 9.
Right, left, down, left.
Close. Open.
Enemy 8.
Right.
No!
Knight
what the
2.
Fuck?
Right, right, down, down.
Close. Open.
Enemy 7.
Down.
Knight 1.
Right, left, down, down.
Closed. Open.
Enemy 6.
Right.
Okay, you know what? I honestly feel like I have to replay this game because I cannot figure out what's going on. So we're going to start again. See if it starts me back at the beginning.
Knight 3. Enemy 9.
No!
Right, up, up, down.
Close. Open.
Enemy 8.
Left.
Wow.
Knight 2.
Right, up, left, down.
Close. Open.
Knight 1.
Left.
Okay. Okay, I don't get it. I don't get it.
Finally, the knight approaches.
Knight 3. Enemy 9.
Right, left, down.
Close. Open.
Enemy 8.
Right.
Knight 2.
Left, down, up, right.
Close. Open.
Close. Enemy 8.
Right.
Knight 1.
Left, right, up, up.
Close. Open.
Enemy 7.
Left.
Okay, yeah, I don't know what I'm doing wrong here.
Finally, the knight approaches.
I'm gonna try another game here. Liquid Dreams. Liquid. I have a ton of those.
Items,
I don't know what that means.
Liquid drinks, demo,
so let's give this a
liquid
shot.
Drinks.
Self-voicing in a liquid dream. Main menu. Start. Load.
Let's see how to play.
In this game, self-voicing is on by default. You can toggle it on and off by pressing V on your keyboard. NVDA users can enable text output to the clipboard by pressing Shift C.
Okay. So we're
you can also open the accessibility. Self-voicing disabled.
All right,
enable automatic clipboard. Dialog will advance automatically if you want. If you want to skip already the text, you can press on your keyboard or on your.
Alright, come on.
If you want to skip already. When you give this bell sound, you can interact with the game. Use the up and down arrow.
Alright, here we go.
Liquid dream top. Liquid top.
It's much better.
This story is a work of fiction with no relationship to real people, places, or groups.
Ooh, that's cool. Lots of water.
I must have been a fish in one of my previous lives. It's a recurring dream of mine. Being underwater, wandering around. It feels like I've been here for ages. The water is still and silent. But then I notice something.
Let's see.
Not long after the dream begins, certain sounds start to emerge. Sounds of cars, people talking, trains. It's a city, a sunken city at the bottom of the ocean.
Oh, that sounds really cool. I love this music.
New York City, 31st of December, 1999. New Year's Eve. Don't ask me how I know, I just can't tell. The end of the millennium. I guess there's something nostalgic about it. People believed that the world was about to end. It was a time in which computers were starting to be a relevant part of life, but not like today. Exabin. Sona. Exab. Exasona. Exasona. Exabin City in the distance. Me. Back. Me.
Let's see what I look like.
How did I end up here? How am I even breathing underwater? Maybe I'm inside some kind of submarine or something. City in the distance. City in the... We're so deep in the ocean that I can't reach this place. Despite this, I can clearly hear the city moving around. But I'm alone. It's like people left this place a long time ago and this is just a faint memory of their lives in the city. City in the distance. Back. Examine sonar.
What is that?
The sonar is detecting two signals. One is coming from within the streets, the other one seems to originate near the surface. Examine. Move.
Let's go.
Near surface. Back. Near surface. Alley.
Let's go to the alley. I don't wanna. I feel like going near the surface is too early.
I can hear something coming from the darkness. Talk to fish. Talk to fish. Talk to fish.
Hey, it's a fish. Hey, buddy. How's it going?
Talk to fish. Talk to fish.
I don't know what that
means. The fish goes away. And with that, the fish goes away. Skipping field right pointing small triangle. No. Examine Saratoga. Examine Saratoga. Skipping field right pointing small triangle. Field right pointing.
No, I didn't.
I've never been to New York. I've never been to New York before, but so many stories that I love were set in this city. At this point, it became sort of familiar to me. It's like I've always lived here. Dream logic. Examine surroundings. Go back. Go back. Exam. The city that never sleeps. I've never been to New York before, but so many.
Okay. So where is all this?
At this point, it became. Dream logic. Examine. Go back.
Let's go back. Okay.
Examine, think, move, move, think, do fish talk. Not that I remember. Some people claim to be talking to dogs or cats, but I know that animals don't communicate like that. They don't have a language like ours. Maybe their way of thinking is completely different from what we imagine. But those fish, it's like they were singing a strange melody. What's up with that?
Okay.
Examine, think, move, think, do fish talk.
Oh,
not that I remember. Some people claim.
Already.
They don't have a language. But those fish, it's like they were.
Okay, so it does.
What's
that
up with? Examine, think, move. Move.
Move.
Near surface. Up. Near
surface. Near surface. Swimming up, 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 up.
Is that a fish? Talk to fish. Talk to fish.
Talk to him. Let's see if it. Okay, so I didn't.
Talk to fish. Talk to fish. And with that, the fish goes away.
Interesting. Cool, cool. What the fuck?
Examine surround, go back, examine surround. I wonder if I wake up if I manage to reach the surface. But no matter how far I try, I can't. Examine, go back. Examine, go back.
Alright, now what? So we're gonna go back to where we were. There's nothing else to do.
Examine, think, move, try to wake up, move, think.
Let's think a little bit. Oh, okay, so it's the same thing, nothing new.
But those fish, it's like they were. What's up with that? Examine, think, exit in the distance, back, back. Move, try to, examine, think, move.
I don't...
Try to move.
Is there anywhere to go?
Back, back.
Nope. Alright, well,
move, try to wake.
I guess
try
our to. Only option now is try to wake up.
At this point of the dream, I hear a huge rumble in the city.
What's going on?
It's like the buildings are about to collapse. Something is lurking in the deep, something alive.
Ooh.
I need to get out of here, I need to wake up.
Should I just let it go? Alright, yeah, we're back.
Examine, think, move, wake up. Wake up, move, think, move.
Does anything new happen?
Examine, think, move, wake up.
I guess we're just waking up. Wow. Where are we? Anywhere?
Chapter 1, Taxi Ride.
Oh! There is more. Okay.
I'm in a car, taxi. I don't remember how I fell asleep. As this book I was reading, I was about to finish this chapter. I pick it up from where I left. You can't survive without dreams. I know it might sound a bit cheesy, but neurological studies confirm this theory. Our brain is constantly dreaming even when we are awake. Recalling the past, reasoning about an idea, or trying to imagine the future, those are all things that require some sort of dreaming state of mind. If you couldn't reminisce the past or imagine the future, in short, if you couldn't dream, how could you live a healthy life? From Dreams from the End of the World by Arthur Shell.
Alright, so we can do something.
Examine, listen. Listen, examine outside. Book. Computer dream device back. Outside.
Oh my god, there's so much. Alright.
New York City, 1st of January 2000. This version of the city isn't underwater, but it could soon be. It's been raining for weeks now.
Interesting.
Outside. Back. Outside. Book. It's a book I've been reading, trying to understand my recurring dreams better. It's called Dreams from the End of the World, and it was written by a popular yet mysterious neurologist. This scientist was part of the team responsible for the creation for the dreaming device I'm using. The first part of the book deals with what dreams meant during various stages of human history from prehistoric times to today. The second part is about the author's own personal theory about dreams and their importance in living a healthy life. Outside book. Outside. Outside book. Computer. Dream device. Compute. It's the computer I use for work. I was checking my mail. I must have fallen asleep.
Checking your email in a car? On a computer? In the year 2000? This much...
Outside book.
Must be like a... Like a retro future.
Computer dream device. Dream device. This little thing lets you dream of the past. It's called SSD Solid State Dream.
That's clever.
It works like a tape recorder, but it's recording into the past. There must be a more technical explanation, but I think this is the best one I can give. I think there must be something wrong with the device. I keep having these dreams of a sunken New York. It doesn't make any sense. Are those dreams a recording of the past too? Outside. Back. Dream device. Back.
Right.
Examine. Examine. Listen. Check email. Listen. Check it. Check it. Listen. Radio.
Listen first.
Back. Outside, radio, back, radio, outside. Even at this hour and in the rain, the city is as busy as ever. Outside, radio. It's the weather channel. They're trying to explain this never-ending rain. Outside, radio, back, check email. Examine, check email.
Check email. Okay.
From Kirk, back. From Colonel, subject, back request. Sorry for summoning you on such a short notice. At this point of the operation, you're the only one capable of helping us. A meteorite was found at the bottom of the ocean near the area. Preliminary examination showed that the meteorite is dating back to billions of years ago, probably even before the Big Bang. The event had started the universe in the first place. Not only that, but traces of molecules were found on the meteorite. Molecules that on our planet are key ingredients to life. I'm sure you understand that what we may find in that meteorite could change forever what we know on the history of the planet and the origin of life itself. You'll be sent to the Marine Bay Research Center known as Aquatic Pandora in order to explore the area around the bay and retrieve samples. The entire area surrounding the meteorite seems to be affected, presenting some kind of mutation in marine life as well. As an SSD operator, you're the only one who can perform such task. It's been 1 year since the underwater pillar incident. During the incident, the entire city of New York and the water in the bay mysteriously disappeared. Without any water surrounding it, the lower part of the Marine Bay Research Center was destroyed. The meteorite and the ocean have become inaccessible. What we request from you is an SSD card. We can't explore the ocean like we used to, but thanks to your technology, we can get a glimpse of how things were before the incident. This is a back request on behalf of the UN, the NASA, and the government. You'll be joined by 3 other specialists that will assist you on your mission. They'll be contacting you soon. Be sure to read their emails and report your findings to them. Regards, Colonel.
Interesting.
From Chief Editor. Back. From Xbox, from Artist Mark. From Artist Biologist Sub, from Xbox Sub, from Chief Editor Subject, the SSD Specialist. I still can't believe I was hyped for this talk. Hello, I'm the Chief Editor of Weekly Goo Magazine. I'm sure you already know all about it. It's the number one magazine when it comes to the occult, cryptids, or unsolved mysteries of any kind. You must be the SSD expert. I read a lot about you and the Solid State Dream Device. I can't wait to see you in action. As you probably know, we've extensively covered the Orchid Union Dreaming phenomenon on our magazine. I know the science, the technical specs, and the mystery behind it, but never experienced it myself, so that's why I'm so excited to work with you. The felt magazines were always seen as outsiders in the world of mass media, early entertainment, mythomaniac ramblings, or just plain crap. That's what the general public thinks of such publications. But you know what the real crap is? Mainstream media. Newspapers, newscasts, news sites. Those are the real crooks willing to alter stories just at least readers or viewers.
Yay. We get... we get political
I'm
commentary.
I'm glad the government chose our magazine for the press coverage of this operation. I will also support you on the research to the entire weekly view archive at your disposal. Yeah. Thousands of unsolved cases and mysterious artifacts that we covered in the past ready for you to consult. You're going to find strange things down there. I'm sure our findings will come in handy. From desktop subject, case still open. I'm not a part of the NYPD anymore. Nevertheless, I'd like your help on this case. It started about a week before the incident, the vanishing of New York. I was at the station when we received a suspicious evacuation order from the government. At first, we thought that it was a hoax, but my partner decided to investigate further. We were able to find the source of the fake evacuation order. It looked like it originated on an internet message board dealing with occult topics. There was this urban legend about an emergency evacuation order for New York on New Year's Eve due to unspecified causes. Some users on the board seemed to take it seriously. At the time, we thought this was just another mass hysteria case linked to the Y2K problem. A lot of people were convinced that the world was going to end at the start of the new millennium. It was theorized that due to a programming issue in the way computers keep track of time, a major catastrophe.
Come on.
In the digital world, computers stopping to work on the first day of the year 2000 was seen as the literal end of the world. To me, it seemed like just another online thing. But my partner disagreed. After further investigation, he was able to contact a source from the government that was supposed to know more about this strange evacuation. We were about to meet them. Then the velocity disappeared. And my partner with it. What the hell is going on here? Was my partner onto something? This case is still open. I'm going back to the city to continue the investigation. I'm going to get to the bottom of this. Over and out.
Okay, well, I can't tell... because this says it's on January 1st, 2000, but... like, is it... what the... I can't...
From Artifact. From Artist Biologist Subject. I've been in bed for the day with my pajama on. Who needs to get out when you can stay under the blankets with your computer? You're probably wondering why they called an artist biologist on this mission. Let me tell you something. Maybe an artist is what we really need in a situation like this. Take your SSD gear for example. Solid state dream, a device that can read into the past and let you explore it as a dream. Is this science or just esotericism? That's when creativity comes into play. Dreams, technology, exploration. Only art can keep all this stuff together.
These people write very weird emails.
A lot of studies conducted since the early 60s showed that a creative and imaginative approach is usually more efficient than a logical or strict method of solving problems. When you're having fun or just trying out new things for yourself, the brain is in its best state. It's called discovery mode. The other brain approaches the protect mode when we are competing with others, kept or under pressure. That's when solving problems or situation becomes harder.
Like, hi person, I barely know. I'm in bed. My pajamas on.
This is not going to be an easy mission. Even in dream form, the ocean is a hostile environment for us. In such environments, creativity is the key for survival. I'll try to guide you during your exploration. You'll soon realize how many secrets the ocean holds.
Interesting.
Listen. Check email. Fall asleep time. Fall asleep time.
Alright. We're diving. Here we go. Back into the game. That's a cool sound design.
Initiating time. Read mail. Read mail. From artist biologist.
Okay.
Subject, welcome to the Aquatic Pandora. I'm glad you're finally here. This is our base of operation. I hope you'll get familiar with it. I thought of giving you a little tour of the base before we start the mission. It's hard to get lost in such a small space, but it's good to know each area for maximum efficiency. As you know, the Marine Bay Research Station, also known as Aquatic Pandora, is floating underwater in the middle of the ocean. Actually, I should say it was floating underwater. After the meteorite was found and the vanishing of New York City, all water surrounding the area was completely gone. What's left of the original structure is just a small portion of the main pillar of the upper levels. The base is divided into three layers. The layers are named as follows. Overflesh Hell. Midway. And the Vanishes Tour. But everyone just calls them first, second, and third layer. The first layer of the base contains the Nightwell and the LODS archive. You can listen to recordings of the various dishes you encounter during your exploration. Maybe it could help to understand them better. In the LODS archive, you can read all the SOS messages you find in the ocean. The second layer is where the living quarters are. Your room is located here. While in your room, you can check emails, maintain your SSD gear, listen to music, or just rest. I hope you like your room. I think it's quite comfy. You should have no problem falling asleep. Then we have the third layer, the time area. This is our main sensory deprivation chamber. You can hook up with your SSD gear and initiate a time. Head gear anytime you want to start exploring the oceans.
Okay. Interesting enough.
Examine surroundings. Enter aquatic pandora. Enter a lost marine research. A lost marine research base with no water surrounding it. I have to say this is quite surreal. This is supposed to be the overflesh hell. It's a small platform in the docks from which you can access the aquatic pandora base. There's no turning back now. Examine to enter aquatic.
Here we go.
L1 not well. L2 living tour. L3 digging dive. L3 digging dive ends demo. L2 live L1 not well.
Oh, cool. So we're going to do as much exploring as we can. I love the sound design.
Time locks, elevator. Elevator, Lovewell. Tench 1, Duncan, New York. Exit. Tench 1, 0010. What is this? The creation of the first human settlement under the sea. Of course, it's just a small place, right? Our first industry and doctor operated with time. This could become a much larger settlement. A research center or even a city, a new Atlantic. A research center or even a city, a new Atlantic. The possibilities are endless. Tip. Doctor Autry will start the first reconnaissance night tomorrow morning. With the help of the special submarine unit, T.U.N.D.O.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T.T. back to the surface. I'll be in touch. Locked deal pack. Exit. Researcher locked. Exit. Researcher locked. Exit. Examine locked elevator.
Into the elevator we go. I'm gonna take as much as
I can. I have to live in quarters.
Up, up, up.
Email lock. Listen to music. Go to bed. Elevator. Email lock. Listen, go to bed. Listen, email lock.
How many are there?
From kernel. From chief editor. From desktop.
Oh.
From artist biology. Edit.
Alright, so they're just those.
Email lock. Listen to music. Go to bed. Listen to music.
Let's listen to music. Let's see what happens here.
Dream time. Sunken City. New tap email. Marine Research. Next. Previous. Next. Marine email. New Sunken Dream time. Edit. Previous. Edit. Dream time. Dream time selected. Sunken City. Sunken City selected.
Oh, that's really cool.
New chapter. New chapter selected. Email. New chapter email.
Okay, so that's the theme.
Email selected. Marine research next. Marine research. Marine research select next. Marine email.
Okay,
new chapter
green.
Edit.
Right.
Email archive. Listen to go to bed.
What does that do? Anything? Oh.
Email archive. Listen to go to bed elevator.
I guess nothing. Nothing for now. Alright. Well, I guess that's gonna be the end of the demo. Pretty cool. Anything here?
Thank you for playing. This is all I was able to make in time for the time the game ends here for now. I plan to finish the game during the following months, so keep following the game page to get all the updates. You've unlocked the music room.
I will
You
do
can
that.
Access it from the main menu.
I will do that, I think.
Liquid Dream main exit.
That was
Liquid
really
Dream.
A really nice little
Items.
Game.
Well,
I'm gonna be honest, the last visual novel I played was, Secret Island, and, I don't know, this one feels... You know, obviously different genre, but even with only a month to work with, much more polished. I like this. I plan to play it when it comes back out. I can figure out itch and all that stuff. You know what? Fuck it. I gotta. I'm pissed. I'm gonna finish this. I'm gonna try it. Here we go.
Finally, the night.
Calm down.
Night 3. Enemy 9.
Play up, left down.
Close. Open.
Enemy 8.
Left.
What?
Knight
the
2.
Fuck.
Right. Down. Left. Left.
Close. Open.
Enemy 7.
Down.
Fuck.
Knight 1.
Up. Left. Right. Left.
Close. Open.
Enemy 6.
Right.
Fuck you! I don't get it! I don't get it! What are you doing? What do you do? What do you do?
Finally, the knight approaches his greatest foe. Knight 3. Enemy 9.
Okay.
Down!
Okay.
Down! Left!
Oh my
Close.
God.
Open.
Enemy 8.
Left.
What?
Knight 2.
Left. Left. Down. Left.
Closed. Open. Closed.
Enemy 8.
Up.
Knight 1.
Up. Down. Down. Right.
Closed. Open.
Enemy 7.
Wait!
No! Okay, but what do you do? Like, what do you
finally
do?
The knight.
What do you actually
knight,
do?
Knight 3. Enemy 9.
Wait! Wait! No! No!
Closed. Open.
Enemy 8.
Okay,
knight
well,
2.
That was a different sound, so what's
wait,
that mean?
No, left,
right. Closed. Open. Closed.
Knight 1.
No.
I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't know what to do. I don't know, and it won't let me go back.
Finally, the knight approaches. Knight 3. Enemy 9.
Up. Down. Up.
Closed. Open.
Enemy 8. Knight 2.
Right, up, down, left.
Closed.
Open. Closed. Knight 1.
Left.
What the fuck? Why can't I do this?
Finally,
this shouldn't
knight
be that hard.
Knight
3. This is a really simple little game.
Enemy 9.
Up, right, left, down.
Closed.
Open. Enemy 8.
Down.
Knight 2.
Yeah, I can't do it. Alright, well, I'm probably being really stupid. If someone can explain to me what the fuck I was doing wrong, then, you know, yeah. Okay, well, I suppose...